The following message comes to you from the pulpit of Zion Primitive Baptist Church in Zion, Alabama. For more information, please visit us online at zionpbc.com.
I want to welcome you today to the Zion Primitive Baptist Church podcast. This podcast is an outreach of Zion Primitive Baptist Church, which is located in the Zion community near Gordo, Alabama. I'm Elder Chris McCool, and I serve as pastor of Zion Primitive Baptist Church. We are a congregation of believers in the sovereign grace of God, where families worship together through the simple practice of preaching, praying, and singing. If you live in this area or are visiting here, we would love to have you attend worship services with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and the first and third Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. I'm happy to note that our daily podcast is featured on Grace Alone Radio, which you can find at gracealoneradio.net. You can find the schedule on the website, and you can also download an app to your phone so that you can listen wherever you are. Grace Alone Radio is a 24-hour streaming service which carries the message of God's sovereign grace around the clock and around the world. Zion Primitive Baptist Church is located at 9487 County Road 49, Gordo, Alabama. That's near the intersection of County Road 49 and Alabama Highway 159, about 8 miles north of Gordo, Alabama, and about 10 miles northeast of Reform, Alabama. If you're interested in finding more sermons, you can go to our website at zionpbc.com. That's zionpbc.com, where you'll find all of our posted sermons, as well as a link to subscribe to our podcast. You can also subscribe to our website, which will update you every time a new sermon is posted. Today's message is the second half of a sermon preached by Elder Neil Honey at our 2024 annual meeting here at Zion Church in regard to taking care of your ox. God-called preachers are compared to oxen in Scripture. And Brother Honey began in the first half of this sermon to tell us about oxen and how they are trained and what they do. He pointed us to the fact that a pastor is indeed like an ox, and he continues today to expand upon that theme. He teaches us from the Bible how the people of God are supposed to take care of their ox, that is, their pastor, both in material and spiritual ways. Join us today as we conclude this sermon. First, we have a song selection that we hope you enjoy, and then please stay tuned for the message.
I love my Savior God, because He first loved me, because He shed His precious blood. Yeah.
Another area that the oxen are mentioned and the generic word cattle is used is over in verse 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Now I realize in the New Testament church we keep the Lord's day, not the Old Testament Sabbath day. But I think that one thing we could take away from this is sometimes even an ox needs a little bit of rest. You know, and I think that a wise master certainly understands that. But as I said, if an ox is faithful, diligent, they'll get a lot done because much increase is by the strength of the ox. But they do have to be taken care of to some extent. Okay? So that switches my gears just a little bit in terms to if I am an ox, if you brothers that feel called in the ministry are serving as oxen, we've got our responsibilities. You know, we need to listen to the voice of the master. We need to hopefully not feel his rod of correction too much, but there would be times probably where, you know, he would have to discipline us. Okay? We should be diligent. We should be submissive to the yoke. We should be willing to labor in the Lord's vineyard. We should be willing to pull his plow. We should be willing to cultivate his fields. We should be willing to help reap that harvest. Okay? But the verses that we read initially were written to the folks who are the beneficiaries of the labor of the ox, not necessarily to the oxen. Right? And so back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9. For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen, or saith he it altogether for our sakes? In other words, somebody asked me a long time ago, I think it was a little bit of a quiz. I might have shared this with you. They said, Brother Neil, what things do you think we should bring from the Old Testament over into the New Testament church? And I kind of, you know, pondered that one, and I didn't really have a ready answer. But I think part of the answer is just the instructions that we heard from God the Father toward Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son, hear ye him. You know, so whatever Jesus said or whatever he told his apostles to say, I think we can look back at it and it's a great example at the very least. And so Paul says that when Moses wrote that down at the command of God, he wasn't saying it just strictly for the sake of these beasts we call oxen, although they do deserve our sympathy and stewardship and all that, or saith he it altogether for our sakes. He said, for our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. And so he says, if we have sown unto you spiritual things, this is a great thing if we reap your carnal things. Now, think back with me for a few minutes. I know it's afternoon. I appreciate y'all's kind attention so much. I'm not going to go much longer. But I'm asking you to think about what we discussed in regards to what an ox does. Okay? And I assure you, and I will say this, I hope that I will not overstep my bounds by saying I want to say this on behalf of some of our other brothers in the ministry. They might not agree with me. But I'll just say this. Most folks that are truly laboring as an ox in the Lord's service, if they're being diligent about it, they're spending some serious time on it. And they're in the Word of God. And they're asking God to show them and help them glean those spiritual things. And there might be times that their labor is something that that's not seen otherwise. I'm not sure how to say this without sounding self-serving in some way. And Lord, forgive me if it is in any way. But we need to know these things. You know, some oxen, some pastors, some elders, you know, they have a personality that lights up the room. You know, others, maybe they're a little more subdued. Maybe they're not always, you know, everybody's best friend. You know, they're just kind of quietly, you know, doing things. But I assure you, every single one of them, okay, If they're filling the role of an ox, they have labored for your soul somewhere in the night. Not in the eternal sense. But as they love the children of God, and as they've, you know, maybe laid on their bed, or as they've discussed things with their spouse if they have one, or as they've just read through the scripture and they know the things that are going on in the church, it might not even be their church, it may be somewhere else. And they have grieved over that, and they have asked the Lord for wisdom, and they have asked the Lord for guidance, and they have shed tears, and they have labored in a way that is for our spiritual well-being as children of God and as churches, not because they're a special group of people, but because they've been called out and separated, and they've had a yoke placed around them. And they're happiest when they're pulling that plow, and they're happiest when they're under that yoke. But that yoke, though his yoke is easy and his burden is light, in a general sense, there are times when it is difficult. And think of what, you know, none of us have gone through what the Apostle Paul went through. But think about what he's saying. Paul is saying, if ye have reaped our spiritual things, what did Paul undergo for the sake of the Spirit of God, for the ministry, for the gospel's sake? You know, shipwrecks and beatings and all these other things that none of us have had to experience. Okay? But if someone is filling that role in that position of an ox, okay, there's a labor there, some of which is unseen. You know, I'm quite sure that it was true in these days that not everybody that sat down somewhere in Jerusalem and ate a loaf of bread necessarily saw the ox that plowed that ground and helped the farmer plant that ground and manured that ground and cultivated that ground and that pulled in that heavy harvest and then helped to thresh it out and then helped to haul that wheat to the market so that it could be turned into bread. You know, they're just eating a piece of bread. But somewhere along the line, some labor went into that. And that's true in the kingdom of God. And in John chapter 21, you know, when the Lord's discussing things with Peter and he says, you know, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. We understand, okay, that if we ministers have anything to offer you in a spiritual way, that the ultimate source and the ultimate gratitude clearly goes to God. I think we all understand that. Okay. But as our brother said earlier, it does take some effort and some study and some labor to get into God's Word and to ask Him and to plow some of those things and to pray and to say, Lord, what do I say next, Lord, and what do I need to speak about to these people and what would help them in some way in spite of my imperfections. And Paul is saying, if the dear old ox that's serving you, okay, is able by the grace of God to give you those things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? So I say this to you, if you're a church member, you attend a church somewhere, if you're under the care of the dear old ox, in general I would say the ox is going to be a lot more productive if the ox is not skinny and worn out and tired and beaten down with so much care that he can't get up and get out of the stall. Amen. And since an ox is primarily dealing with spiritual things, a lot of times what the ox may really need is encouragement. You know, sometimes it may be things that as Paul said, are more carnal. You know, and in the sense of looking at the oxen, as an ox is a cow, you know, certainly the master of the ox could turn the ox loose in the pasture, let him eat a few hours a day, get what he can out of the grass, and then he might be good for a couple hours' work. But that's not what master ox trainers do. No, they come in and they give the ox, you know, a half a bale of hay in the morning and a pound of grain, and then they take him out and work with him all day. When he comes back in needing, they give him a couple more pounds of oats. You know, why are they doing that? Well, you got a creature that's a cow. He could just go out in the pasture and eat grass, right? Yeah. But he wouldn't be nearly as productive as if he were being provided for to some extent. And then he can use his strength toward those things that really matter. Okay? I say these things today not because I think like there's anything particularly wrong with the way I'll handle things here, because I have absolutely no idea. That's the beauty of being in a church where you don't really know. So I can just assume the best, right? But some of you are young, and you're going to be growing up, And it's going to be a few short years. It's going to be up to you to try to handle these kinds of matters. You know? And I know I've been guilty in the past of looking at some of our brothers who seems to have it together, and they seem like they did such a good job, to just think maybe in my mind, well, they don't need anything I have. But that's not the way I ought to be looking at it. Here's how I ought to be looking at it. That's my ox over there that's plowing for me. And sometimes it's plowing for me when I'm not even awake. And sometimes, you know, he's asking the Lord, how can I do a better job? I mean, sometimes he doesn't know what to do. And the master's there saying, you know, move it this way, go this way, search a little here, look at this passage of Scripture. Have you thought about doing it? And those things are going through their minds. And sometimes they do need support from me.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, let's just be frank. Sometimes that's money. Okay? I mean, people do have to drive places if they're going to go preach, and they need tires, and they need oil. And if you never thought about any of that, I'm just throwing it out there. I think that would fall under the things here called carnal things. But Paul talked about them, so I guess it's okay for me too. You know, they need support in that way. I mean, they need help in that way. You know, nobody, you know this, and I don't mean to sound condescending, but, you know, someone could be the greatest preacher on earth, but, you know, there may be times where the Lord miraculously keeps their car going, but they usually still have to have fuel and things, and, you know, and so they need that, right? I mean, you know, the biggest, strongest ox on the planet's got to eat some grain every now and then to keep going, you know? And also, which is so strange to our way of thinking. We think about an ox, we think about this big, massive 2,000-pound beast or something out there, you know, 1,000 pounds, you know, pulling a plow. I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but these ox trainers will tell you, if, you know, you read these things, that the neck of that ox is very sensitive. In other words, sometimes that ox just needs a kind little pat to say, thank you, I appreciate what you do.
Amen.
Okay. Sometimes that's what they need. Sometimes they may need a little rest. Sometimes they may need your affirmation. You know, every preacher's different, but I don't know how you brothers feel, but y'all aren't on the hot seat right now, so. You know, most preachers love it if you come up after a message and ask them a question. Because then they know you heard, you listened to what they said, and you were interested. You know, sometimes that's an encouragement. Sometimes that helps the ox say, you know what, I'll get up tomorrow and get right back out of this stall in the cold, because I know what I studied yesterday, it helped this person. And if I think it's feeding somebody, I'll pull that thing all day long if the master will stand beside me. But sometimes it's kind of like, I really worked hard on that. I'm not sure it did anybody any good. And then the ox starts to get a little discouraged. So think about those things. You know, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4 is this. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. Now, in the sense that the preacher's an ox, I'd say, you know, certainly the Lord sustains that ox and helps that ox. And if that ox is strong, the Lord makes him strong. But I think that as people who are beneficiaries of their labor, we can certainly try to help them and support them. You know, Brother Buddy mentioned that in his prayer. I don't even have to, if you were in here and heard that prayer, it was beautiful. I don't even have to repeat all that. But for a day, today to come where, you know, I think as our culture goes further and further away from the Word of God and more laws get passed in regards to things like hate speech and stuff, some of which are good. I'm not saying that's all bad, okay? But you're starting to see people sometimes, and we certainly saw this a few years ago, lose their jobs and positions and things just for things that they say. In other words, you know, there's no freedom of speech in our country is not necessarily guaranteed anymore.
Right.
And all it takes is a couple laws to be passed to say that you know, this particular speech is now classified as hate speech, and anyone who engages in this particular speech is not employable by said industries, by the federal government, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll tell you what happened real fast. Now, I'm not a judge or lawyer or anything like that, but this was starting to happen a few years ago in our country. There were brothers in other orders who were getting fired from government jobs because of sermons they preached against certain lifestyles. Okay? Now, if that kind of thing resurges and rears its ugly head, it is entirely possible, not just possible, it is probable that a day will come if a man, as an oxen separated by the Lord, continues to labor and preach from this King James Bible, he may find himself unemployable by any large employer. That is entirely likely to happen if the Lord is not just merciful and gracious to us. And I can't tell you how long that'll be. It might be 50 years and I might not be here to see it. But we're moving toward that so fast. It's just dizzying. And when we get to that point, would our churches step up and say, no, we're still going to have our oxen labor for the master and labor and plow in his word. Amen. And tell us what he says to say and follow his voice commands and listen to the correction of his rod? Or are they going to go run off in the pasture and just find something to eat because they're so worn down they can't get anything anywhere else? I hope we will step up when that time comes. Amen. And have a mindset toward that. You know, there's a lot of different kind of cows in the world. Some of y'all know a lot more about cows than I do. Mostly I know about pigs because we have pigs in our house. Yeah, but if you read much about livestock, especially people that breed animals, and my boys have, you know, on a minor scale, sold piglets for about 7, 8, 10 years, something like that. You know, and I can remember the names of the animals that came through our little property there. I don't even have a farm, you know. It's really just a little enclosed area. But I remember Big Mama and Ezra and Boss Hog. And I guarantee you, if you ask my three boys, they remember the names of some of the other ones that I've forgotten. Like, you know, that livestock sort of comes through your life and you develop a kinship and a little bit of a relationship there with that animal, you know. And that animal's part of the family, you know. And you have to have them put down or something. The first time we had to put down one of ours, I had a long time, I went and did it myself. I wouldn't let the boys do it. So I'm not going to let them do that. It's just too sad. I'll do that. Because they were just part of us, you know. That's the difference between an animal that's part of your life that's trained, something like an ox, compared to, say, like a Cape buffalo. You know, I'm sorry, I'm golfing natural history. I'm sorry. You've heard of Cape buffalo, right? The Black Death in Africa? They kill hundreds of people every year over there. You know what they are? Wild cows. Wow. That's what they are. They're just bigger than most of our cows, but they're not that much bigger than a lot of oxen. But you see, an ox is not a Cape buffalo. An ox is not a bull in a china shop. An ox is not a cow that just gets a wild hare and runs to the other side of pasture and crashes through the fence and destroys half the farm and then goes sleeps it off under a tree. An ox has been trained, pulled aside, set aside, trained by the master and by the yoke fellow for some years. And by God's grace, he will have some years to labor. I can't tell you always how you ought to support your ox, but I can tell you on the authority of the Word of God, you ought to. Pray for them, love them, encourage them, help them. You say, I don't know how to help them. Don't think that this is condescending or being smart when I say this. Sometimes it may just be good to ask them, brother, what can I do for you? They may say, oh, I don't need anything. But it just makes me feel so good that you asked. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for joining us today on the Zion Primitive Baptist Church podcast. I hope the message has been uplifting and beneficial to you and that the Lord will continue to bless you to grow in grace and knowledge of the truth. Join us again tomorrow for another message of God's sovereign grace. If you would like to subscribe to our website, please go to www.zionpbc.com and sign up for email updates. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact the church at zionpbc1847@gmail.com. That's zionpbc1847@gmail.com. Or you can email me directly at jchrismccool@gmail.com. That's the letter J, C-H-R-I-S-M-C-C-O-O-L @gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you is my prayer.
We thank you for listening to today's message. For more information, please visit us online at zionpbc.com.